You're listening to the Professional Brotherhood Podcast, because when the alarm sounds, nobody cares if you're career or volunteer. Good morning, everyone, and well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time it is that you're listening to this show, but welcome back to the show. So I woke up this morning, it's a Friday morning, and a thought popped into my head regarding a topic that I just wanted to record on the way to work, so here I am. And to kind of build on that, Kara and I have been talking about setting up some new episodes and getting some full-length episodes out. But in the meantime, I think that I'm going to start just firing up the phone again randomly whenever a kind of a thought hits my mind and running it with it. Because I feel like interactions with other people within the fire service really spark some thoughts that are worth sharing with you all, and I think would be valuable. So I'm coming off of a weekend of traveling to teach our Setting Our Volunteers Up for Success program. And before I say anything else, I want to thank the Carlisle Volunteer Fire Company in Milford, Delaware, and the Odenton, I noticed I said that right this time, not Odenton, Odenton Volunteer Fire Department in Maryland. We were able to touch about 75 people this weekend. Get out there and you have 75 people hear the message. It was really, you're always unsure, especially when you're going way out of state to present a program that you're not really sure how it's going to be received. You know, you're going out of state into a different system, different ways of doing things. And I got to say, we had a phenomenal 2 days in both places. The message was well received. I got to tell you, I've said this before, I just feel so absolutely fortunate to be able to get out, share this message, have people be enthused about it, give phenomenal feedback, get to travel with my best friend, and actually this time my girlfriend, which was cool. She got to come out and hear the message. Thank you, Carlisle. Thank you, Odenton. You guys are awesome. Can't wait to get back there and see you guys again. Maybe hang out at the firehouse and even go out on a couple runs. That would be cool. But great weekend. But out of that weekend, right, so we're presenting on recruitment, retention, mentorship, professionalism, leadership. You guys have heard us talk about this before on the podcast, right? We always send out a post-course survey for people to fill out. And probably the most important question to me in the post-course survey is, how can we improve upon the course? Right, because we want it to continuously grow. And when Chief Andrushak and I get out and we present, one of the things that we love is engaging with the people in the class and hearing what they're doing in regards to the topics that we're presenting and how they're securing the future of the volunteer fire service, how they are helping their membership grow and be successful and retaining them and gaining new members and all these important topics, right? So that's my favorite question on the survey. How can we improve the course? And lots of times we get, oh, it's perfect the way it is. You guys are doing a great job. And look, I appreciate that. But we want everybody to be honest. So I got some feedback on one of these particular deliveries that said that we left out a key topic in recruitment. And that key topic, which is so unbelievably in my face every day, because I kind of feel that I've personally been doing this for years, but word of mouth, right? Word of mouth. What bigger recruitment tool do we have than word of mouth? And I'm not just talking about recruiting within families, because we know that that is huge, huge in the volunteer fire service, right? Grandpa's a firefighter, grandma's a firefighter, their son becomes one, their grandson becomes one, and it's, you know, and it's a family tradition. We hear about tradition, and we hear about family tradition all the time, right? But what about your neighbors? What about the people that you work with? What about the people that you run into at the local coffee shop or the diner or the community convenience store that everybody stops at? Are we sharing our love, our absolute love for the volunteer fire service with word of mouth? Are we telling people, are we telling our neighbors who see us going out all hours of the day, all hours of the night, right? They see us running. They hear the siren go off. Maybe they hear the pager go off because you're out working in the yard. They see you run out your front door at a moment's notice and go out on that job, right? But are we sharing? Are we telling them how much we love what we do? Are we sharing the stories of why we do what we do? Serving our community, brotherhood, tradition, family, respect. Like, are we sharing all of these stories? And that was a powerful response to me because, right, we have this, we talk for probably an hour and a half in our program on recruitment about, you know, all these things that we're, that people are doing and that we're doing and social media and being engaging and bringing attention to our local firehouse and our firefighters and you know, little different tips and tricks of the trade to gain new members. But not, I don't think once ever have I mentioned probably one of the biggest things that we can do, which is word of mouth. Share our love for the service with others around us. And is that gonna work all the time? No. All right. But with some people it is, right? And you know, and I can relate this, I can relate this to my church, right? To the advertising that my church does. Right? Lots of times their advertising is bring a friend, bring a friend. Come hear today's message, bring a friend. Well, why aren't we doing the same thing with our firehouse, right? Or whatever agency we volunteer for, right? This can work for your volunteer EMS agency. This can work for your civic organization, whatever the hell it is. It doesn't really matter. Bring a friend. Talk about it. Say, hey, are you interested? Come on down. It's Thursday night. Come on down to the firehouse for drill. Check out what we do. Meet some of the guys and girls. Meet the family, right? And that could be the thing that makes somebody all of a sudden spark an interest that they didn't know that they had. So I don't remember who filled that out. I could go back in. I could give them a shout out, but I'm driving right now and it's not possible to do that. So if you're listening, whether that came out of Carlisle or Odenton, I believe it came out of Odenton. If you're listening and that was your suggestion on how we can make the course better, thank you. Because it's the most obvious thing, right, that we're not talking about. And I can guarantee you that I'm going to be adding that into the program for our next delivery. So this is my plan, kind of just, you know, fire up the phone. I'm going to ask Kara to do the same thing. And when we have a message to share, we have a thought that we think is going to be valuable to others, in between the full length episodes, we're going to be dropping some of these you know, thoughts of the week, thoughts of the month. Maybe we'll still call them the mutual aid episode. I don't know, but I think this is what we're gonna do. We're just gonna pop in and drop these thoughts, guys. Regarding the program, if you are interested in hosting us, in hosting Setting Our Volunteers Up for Success, we do have some interest now in the Pennsylvania area, and I'm hoping that that is going to work out. I understand completely that there are different, we've been contacted from places all over the country, which again, just makes us feel incredible. But a lot of times it's finances, the ability to get us to the location that, is the reason that things don't, you know, fall into place. So I'm just going to put this out there. If you are interested in hosting a seminar in your area, we are more than willing to work with you. We have some ideas as to how we can make this program work in areas that could probably absolutely use the message, but maybe don't have the finances to do so. We have some real simple ideas that we think maybe can help those folks, those areas, to get this message out there. So please, if you're listening to this and you're like, wow, you know, my area is struggling with recruitment, or we're struggling with retention or mentorship or professionalism or all of it, right? Most of us have bits and pieces of all of it that we're struggling with. Reach out, and I would be happy to talk to you and see if we can make it work for your area. On that, everyone, I again, I appreciate it. Carlisle, Odenton, thank you again for a phenomenal weekend, for being great hosts, for being extremely welcoming. The Brotherhood is alive, and we appreciate you all. Until the next time, stay safe out there, everyone.